everyone. Siobhan Chapman here, and welcome to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. It's Friday morning, which means it's time for the weekend review and preview conversation, where my guests will recap how markets have performed over the past few sessions and preview what you can expect in the week ahead. Today's conversation will primarily focus on the November employment report, as well as the current rate outlook through 2025. Joining us for the conversation, I'm glad to welcome back Mike Gord, Asset Allocation Strategist Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Siobhan. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So let's get started. Let's begin with the November employment report. How did the data come in, and how would you characterize the current health of the U.S. labor market?
Yeah. So at a high level, I think I'd characterize the labor market as continuing to soften. So today we got the print of 227,000 jobs, just above consensus expectations of 220,000. And this print came with a prior two-month revision of positive 56,000 jobs. So it's important to put that in context of recent, prints. So last month we got just 12,000 jobs versus a consensus of 110,000. That also came with a negative revision of 112,000. So last month was very weak from kind of that headline view. That said, we know that last month's data was going to be noisy because that coincided with the hurricanes Helene and Milton, as well as large scale strikes. So we saw a little bit of a rebound from last month's report here. So importantly, today's number brings the 3 month average to 173,000 jobs. That's up from 123,000 after last month's, low print. Notably, unemployment rate ticked up 0.1% to 4.2%, and average hourly earnings also ticked up 0.1% on the month-over-month and year-over-year basis. So there's clearly some weakening, that we've seen in the back half of the year, but it has come in an orderly manner, and in an orderly manner enough that it gives regulators and the Fed specifically comfort that they have this dynamic under control. And to that, the implied probabilities in the market of the Fed cutting at their next meeting didn't move much in response to the data this morning. And it's still around a 3 in 4 chance of a 25 basis point cut from the market's view.
Thank you so much for that overview, Mike. So this week, we also heard from a number of Fed speakers. What did you take away from their remarks, and what is CIO's current rate outlook?
Yep. There were quite a few media appearances by Fed speakers this week. We had Waller, Daly, and Powell, of course. I would characterize their remarks as consistent with the message they've been running with the past few meetings. And that's really just that, economic activity looks strong. And monetary policy is in a good place. Powell was specifically quoted saying, "I feel very good about where the economy is and where monetary policy is." And so here in CIO, we tend to agree, and we have a similar expectation for the path of interest rates, as the Fed's most recent dot plot has shown. So with that, we expect them to cut 25 basis points at the meeting in a couple of weeks, December 17th to 18th. And then in 2025, we expect them to slow the pace of cuts to about 1.25 through the next year. So between now and the end of 2025, we have penciled in 125 basis points of cuts. That all being said, there's certainly the potential for things to shake up next year as the incoming administration starts tackling their policy priorities. Some of those proposals like tariffs may cause, inflation to reaccelerate or expectations to jump. And so the Fed's going to have to remain nimble in the face of conditions that can change rapidly. So it's likely not going to be a smooth path lower next year, but lower is kind of the direction of travel we see.
So, Mike, we are coming to the end of our conversation, and I want to turn to next week. What is taking place that investors should be mindful of?
Sure. So actually, before next week, later this morning, I'd point out the University of Michigan survey results. So specifically, I'm going to be watching the 5 to 10 year inflation expectations. This is one of the early places we'll see any type of de-anchoring of inflation expectations in the face of, inflationary proposals from an incoming administration. So that's going to be something that I'll be watching, both earlier this or later this morning and in the months to come. But turning to next week, the focus is really going to be on the inflation data for November. Here in CIO, we're not expecting anything that's going to surprise markets, but it will be worth watching to see if some of the stickier parts of that that indicator, like the shelter inflation component, are still going to show signs of disinflating or if they're kind of getting stuck at higher levels. So the inflation print next week is going to be kind of the last critical data point for the FOMC before they head into their meeting in a couple of weeks. So assuming no surprises in that reading, we'll expect that the markets are going to shift towards more fully pricing that 25 basis point cut at the upcoming meeting. So big one is CPI next week.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for joining us, Mike.
Of course, Siobhan. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, Mike. Again, today we have been joined by Mike Gord, Asset Allocation Strategist Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.